that you enter into his courts with praise. Hallelujah. Because he inhabits the praise. Hallelujah. When there's one or two that is on one accord in his name, there he will be. Hallelujah. I believe that the Holy Spirit is in this place. Hallelujah. It's a sweet aroma that we are sending up to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I used to hear my dad say it all the time. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. And if you're mad, you got the devil in you. And you need to rebuke yourself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just in case y'all didn't know that the founder of Lighthouse Missionary Baptist Church, my father, biological, my father in the ministry, amen. The Reverend F.C. Holiday, amen. 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 And I'm standing here right now in the gap for our proud pastor, the Reverend Dr. Derrick Light, amen. Amen. I call him Dr. Light all the time. He's, boy, ain't no doctor. I say, yes, you is. Amen. Amen. He always tell me, I'm not a doctor. Yes, you are. Dr. Derrick Light, amen. Amen. So if you have your Bibles, I'm not going to be too long before you. You know, I'm sorry I didn't get y'all the theme for today. Amen. Right. I wanted to preach. I had asked my pastor, but he said he didn't get the theme, so I didn't get it. So, but I will touch on that in my message. Amen. 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 I pray that the Holy Spirit will see me through this. I'm going to take me out of myself and allow the Holy Spirit to speak. Amen. 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 That way I won't shame myself. Amen. 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 Shame God. Amen. I say, God, you send me. Amen. Don't let me go up there and shame you. Amen. Amen. So I know God ain't going to let himself get shamed. Amen. 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 So if you just stand with me. Amen. If you stand and just turn your Bibles. Amen. To 2 Chronicles, amen? Amen? 2 Chronicles, amen. Y'all bear with me. Get to it. 2 Chronicles, amen. And if you got it, it's 2 Chronicles, verses 7 through 14, amen? Amen. Chapter 7 and verse 14. I'm sorry. I'm getting in front of myself, amen? Amen. Amen. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. And it reads, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their lands, amen?
Yeah.
And the topic for today, amen, it is God is looking for a CIA church, amen?
Yeah.
And what that means, Pastor Reverend Holiday, what does that mean, CIA? Christian Identity Church. He's looking for a Christ Identity Association church, amen? Christ Identity Association Church. Amen.
Amen.
The days that we live in, the day that we're living in, church folks, you can have your seat. I'm sorry, you can have your seat in the introduction. Amen. But today, the world that we're living in today, that we cannot recognize the Christians from the world. Amen. Amen. Don't get quiet on me now. Don't get quiet on me now, because the things that's going on in this world, amen, everybody is doing their own thing, amen?
Amen.
I tell you that people will go and enjoy the club and then come straight to church smelling like they just left the club, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, doing their own thing. But thank God that our Jesus, our Lord and Savior, came down. He died for our sins, but he didn't die for our sins for us to keep doing our own thing. Amen. He didn't come to condemn us. Amen. He didn't come to condemn us, but he came to fulfill the law. Amen. He didn't come to change it. He didn't come to do none of that. But he wants us to live a life that's pleasing unto him, unto God. Amen. Paul said, imitate me as I also imitate Christ. Amen. How can we do that? Christ with our sin. Amen. But Paul said, you might not be exactly like Christ can do exactly, but you can try to get halfway like him. Amen. Is it hard to try to do some of the things that Christ called for us to do? Amen. We're too busy living our own life. We're too busy creeping and peeping and stealing and doing everything else. Amen. Though I creep, yeah. Creeping down the down low, doing all those things. Amen. That God is asking us not to do. Amen. Number one, we should hear. Amen. The Bible tells us in Romans 10 and 17, so then faith cometh by hearing of the word and by the word of God. Amen? Amen. So we have to hear the word, amen, in order to have faith. How can you have faith if you don't hear the word or you don't read the word right here, the Bible? Amen. Stop putting your Bibles in the back of the window and making it seem like that you reading that Bible every day, but then you wipe your hand across the Bible, it's full of dust. Amen? Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Obey Deuteronomy 28 and 1, and shall come to pass. Amen? If you turn your Bibles to Deuteronomy, amen? Real quick, Deuteronomy 28, I'm going to be like my daddy, because you do a lot of flipping pages, amen, when my daddy preached. Amen? But Deuteronomy, amen? If you go to Deuteronomy 28 and 1. Amen. Deuteronomy 28 and 1. Amen. And it says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I commanded thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Amen. Amen. Do y'all remember when United States used to be a great country? Amen. And I'm not trying to be like Trump and saying make America great again, because he sure wasn't trying. Amen. Hallelujah. He's doing everything he can to try to destroy peace in America. Amen. But the Lord said that he will make us, he will have us high above all the nations if we just hearken diligently until the voice of the Lord. Amen. Amen. We have to hear and obey the word of the Lord. And then thirdly is believe. Mark 11, it said, therefore I say unto you, what thou the So let me turn that. I'm sorry. Mark. I want to make sure I read the whole thing right. Because I don't want to just get up here and hoop and holler and do all that stuff, and then somebody asks you what the preacher preached and you don't know. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. But Mark 11 and 24 reads, amen. Mark 11 and 24. And it says, and the disciples were. I'm sorry, I got the wrong one. I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong one. And he said unto them, whosoever shall put away his wife. Oh my God, I'm reading the wrong one again. Don't y'all excuse me right now, because I'm trying to find everything that I had marked off in here. Amen. Mark 11 and 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when ye pray, believe that ye shall receive them, and ye shall have them. Amen? Amen. And when ye stand praying, forgive. Amen. If you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your transgressions. Amen. Your transgressions. Amen. So if you forgive, if you asking God to bless you, you asking God to forgive you, you got to be able to forgive others. Amen?
Amen?
You can't be on your knees and praying and asking God to forgive you and you hating your brother or your sister. Amen?
Amen.
You hating them for something that they may have did or they may haven't did anything. They might be just blessed and have highly favored from the Lord, and you might be just having some type of jealousy in your heart. Amen?
Amen.
So I'm trying to tell you that you have to have a forgiving spirit in order for God to forgive you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. In Revelation 3, 15 through 16, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot.
Yeah.
I would thou would be cold or not, or hot, I'm sorry. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out my mouth. The Lord wants you to either be cold or you're going to either be hot. Amen? He don't want you to be in the middle of lukewarm. Amen? Either you're going to be cold, you're going to be just not, you're going to be totally against him, or you're going to be hot on fire for the Lord, and you're going to be pushing forward and being a witness for the Lord. Hallelujah. You're going to either do one or the other, but he don't want you to sit in the middle and be one leg across the fence and the other one on this side of the fence. Amen? He wants you to be fully committed. Amen? The Lord is looking for a CIA church. Amen? Christ Identity Church. In Galatians 5 and 19, 21. Amen? Now the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variances, immolations, wrath, strife, seditions, harassments, envy, murder, drunkenness, ravaging. So all of these things are totally against what God wants you to be. Amen?
Amen.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, kindness, meekness. Amen.
Yes.
You can't have all these different things that you're doing that's unpleasing to God. Amen. You can't do those things. You got to stand firm and be right with God. Amen? God is coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. Amen? You can't keep doing the things that you've been doing, thinking that you're pleasing God and getting away with it. Amen? Thinking that God don't see it. God is all-knowing. He's all-seeing. He sees everything. He knows everything. Amen? He hears all things. Amen? Just because you think you got away with it, just because the wife didn't catch you, just because the husband didn't catch you, God saw you. Amen? Amen. Lord have mercy. My God. So stop walking around and doing the things and running around doing the things that's not pleasing to God. Amen? Because he's coming back again. Amen? He's coming back again. Will you be ready?
Yeah.
Will you be ready when he come back? Because it's time. The times are starting to show up right now. Amen?
Yeah.
Everything that's going on, earthquakes in divers places. Amen?
Yeah.
Hurricanes in different places that have never hit. Amen?
Yeah.
Snowing in places that have never snowed. Amen?
Yeah.
Places in California and Arizona got snow and never had snow. Amen? That's unusual, amen?
Yeah.
Time is winding up. Children turning against their parents. Parents turning against their children.
Yeah. Right.
Amen? Everybody is trying to get over on somebody, amen?
Yeah.
My God, it's time to make a change, amen?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, the Winers had a song, and we were singing it one day, the twins in our band, I tell you, they said, it's time to make a change. We are the people who can do it. Amen?
Amen.
And it's time for us to make a change. But we can't do it alone. Amen? We have to call on the name of Jesus,
Amen.
Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one who came down and hung, bled, and died. Our God, I got the confidence knowing that my God shall do exactly what he said he would do. I have the confidence. And 1 John 5 and 14, it says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, He heard us. Amen. Do you believe that God is hearing your prayers? Amen. You got to believe in what you ask him for. Amen. Amen. When they told me that my wife, I remember when she said she had stage 4 cancer, how hurt I was. Amen. I don't know if I was more hurt than she was. Amen. Because when you hear that, the first thing the devil put in you is a death sentence. Amen. And they spread it from her lip node all the way down from her breast to her liver. Amen. And when you get cancer in the liver, amen, hallelujah, it's normal, it's hard to come back from. But nothing but God, but God. Can anybody say, but God? But God. My God. Psalms 34:19, it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God deliver them out of all of them. I thank God. I had just lost, my mom was in the hospital. Actually, she haven't passed yet, but she was on a ventilator with COVID, amen, when my wife was diagnosed with cancer, amen. And my mom probably didn't last for about a week after we found out that my wife had cancer. And I was like, Lord, my God, at the time we was engaged. We weren't even married yet. We was engaged, amen. And I said, Lord, you gonna allow this to happen? My mama done passed away. I lost my mama. And Lord, you done finally gave me somebody that's good, Jesus. You done finally gave me somebody that's good. I tell you, I done messed up many times, Lord. I done messed up in doing the wrong thing, finding, you know, making decisions by myself and not putting you first and letting you lead me to the right one. And now, God, that's how I spoke to the Lord. I say, you gonna leave me like this and take my wife? I say, but Lord, I say, I come to you right now, God. I said, if you just leave my wife, Lord, if you just leave my, Lord, if this woman is for me, God, if this woman for me, I'm going to marry her anyway. I'm not going to be concerned about if she's not going to make it, because my trust is in you, God. I'm trusting and I'm leaning on you. Proverbs, my grandma always say, trust in the Lord when all thy heart, and lean not into your own understanding, but all thy ways acknowledge him. Amen. I acknowledge him. That's the first thing that I did. And then I trusted him. I leaned on his everlasting. I said, God, I'm going to lean on you. I'm going to trust you, God. I'm going to trust you that you're going to deliver my wife. You're going to heal her, because your word said, by your stripes, she is healed. So I'm having SWV faith. And that's not them sisters that say, that is the faith of God. I'm going to stand on your word and I'm going to be victorious. SWV. Hallelujah. I stood on God's word. I stood on God's word. My wife might say I was being hard on her, because I was like, babe, take this vitamin, take this, take this, take this, take this, take this, take that. And she's like, oh, you're badgering me. But I said, babe, I just want you here. I'm just trying to help you, baby. I say, don't be mad at me. This is love. Because when you love somebody, you're going to try to do what you can to help them. Amen. Jesus loved us, and what he did, he hung up on that cross for us. He hung up on that cross. They beat him. They beat him. They whipped him. They put thorns in his head. They pierced him in his side. They nailed him in his hands. Hallelujah. But the one thing they didn't know, that when they was nailing, when they was beating on that rock, hallelujah, they was beating on a rock. And what happens when you hit a rock and a rock together? It causes a spark. Hallelujah. And I tell you, I put it together and it was hammer time. They kept on saying she ain't gonna make it. Every time they did, I nailed that, I beat that hammer, and something started sparking, and I could feel the Holy Spirit moving, and I knew that she was gonna be all right. And I told that doctor. That doctor told me, says she probably got to live on this stuff, this medicine forever. They don't have nothing they can do for her, but they can just give her the medicine, make sure that she's comfortable and this and that. And I told him, I said, but God, got the last say. And I told my wife, tell them when she didn't have, she went to go get those diagnoses, she had two left. She had four at first, but then when she went to get the diagnosis, she had two left. And then I said, that's all? You got two? They said you had four at first. She said, no, I got two now. I said, well, I'm praising God because I'm praising him in advance because I know if you got only two left, then God going to get rid of the other two. And my God, when she went in for the next scans, three or four months when she went in and then they gave her the diagnosis, all of them was gone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there anybody out there that know that God can do it? Anybody know that he can do it? God can do it. God can do it. Because he did it up on that cross. Because we fight from victory, not from victory, but from victory. Hallelujah. We know that we have the victory because Jesus paid it all. Hallelujah. He paid it all for us. And that's why I shout. That's why I dance. That's why I clap my hands. That's why I'm hoarse right now, because I like to give God the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey. Hey. I tried him. I tried him. I tried him. You ought to try the Lord. You ought to try him. He can do it. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he pick you up? Won't he pick you up out of the mire and clay? Won't he put your feet on the solid ground? Won't he heal your body? Won't he heal your body and tell you to run on? Won't he do it? He can do it. Just let him know. Say, Lord, I got a problem that I can't solve. Only you can solve, God. And Lord, do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. And trust him and just leave it in his hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on, every saint who believes that God has spoken through Reverend Holiday, will you stand on your feet? Let's say hallelujah. Thank you to a holy God. Powerful, powerful. Thank you to a holy God.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."